The Nerdiest, Wimpiest, Dorkiest iFunny Ever. Written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein. Read by Adam MacArthur. So, have you ever been in exactly the wrong place at exactly the wrong time? For instance, have you ever tried to tell jokes to people who don't speak your language, which means they'll never laugh because they don't understand a single word you're saying? This is why I'm sweating like a berserk super soaker. This is also why I probably shouldn't have accepted an invitation to address the United Nations. They wanted me to ask the assembled diplomats to play nice with each other for the sake of kids all around the world. I think the last time some of these guys played nice, there were snakes involved. Talk about your mission impossible. Yes, I've done some amazingly incredible stuff in my young life. I've won the first ever Planet's Funniest Kid Stand-Up Comedian contest, even though technically I can't stand up. And I wasn't really against the planet like I am now, just the United States. I have my own TV show on BNC. I've even kissed a few girls. But telling jokes that'll make all 193 member states of the UN General Assembly chuckle? It's a nightmare. When you think about it, I sputter into my microphone, we humans are all one big family. Dozens of translators instantaneously repeat what I just said into the earpieces of hundreds of frowning foreign dignitaries. I slide into a joke to soften them up. Speaking of happy families, the other night, I cooked dinner for my family. It was going to be a surprise, but the fire truck showing up sort of ruined it. I smile, nervously, and wait for the translators to finish my joke for me in all sorts of languages. When they're done, I'm still smiling and sweating, but nobody is laughing.
"Why does this boy set his house on fire?"
demands one delegate in a thick Slovenian accent.
"Does he ask us to cook the dinner for his family?" asks a German lady.
"I object,"
proclaims the Chinese ambassador.
"The happy family is a Chinese dish and must be stir-fried in a wok with bamboo shoots."
"You guys," I plead, "it's just a joke."
"Sacre bleu,"
screams another diplomat.
"Did this boy in the wheelchair call me a joke?"
She pounds her desk with a shoe.
"You insult me," cries the Slovenian guy, "and you insult my country."
"Give him the hook,"
shouts the American representative to the UN, the lady who invited me to speak in the first place.
"Get him off stage."
Finally, everybody at the United Nations is united around a common cause. They all agree on one thing. I'm not funny.